COVID-19 cases in India are going up, and we are clearly in the midst of one of the gravest societal challenges of the modern age. The government of India has said that currently we are in the stage 2 of the virus, which is local transmission. The third is community transmission. The fourth is the epidemic, the kind that China and Italy are seeing. I am Sneha Murdani and have been covering the story ever since China reported to the World Health Organization about a mysterious Wuhan pneumonia on the 31st of December 2019. I have been reporting from ground zero. In today's podcast, we will talk about what India has done in terms of preparing for the possibility of entering the third stage, which is community transmission. India has, since the month of February, started testing random samples of people, all of them above the age of 18 and with underlying respiratory problems, to rule out community transmission. The Indian Council of Medical Research is working on a war footing to increase the number of labs in India. 49 government labs are now testing for COVID-19 samples in addition to the ones more than 60 labs that were testing already. And private players were also going to be starting their tests in roughly about 10 days' time. Some of them have agreed to test for free and may charge money if the government of India doesn't provide the testing kits for free. Some of these labs say that if the government provides these testing kits for free, then they will not charge from the people who approach them for the test. All of the people approaching the private labs have to come with a prescription, so the test has to be prescribed by a doctor. They simply can't walk into a private lab and ask for a test. Meanwhile, within the government, there have been some complaints and concerns about some private labs already testing people. This is being done fraudulently, charging money from them and giving them no COVID-19 certificates. These concerns remain. The health ministry says they are looking into these problems. The health ministry has also said that there is no one-size-fits-all solution or strategy when it comes to testing. This comes at a time when globally there are questions being raised as to why India is not testing enough. The government of India says that our strength is in our numbers, our ground force of medical workers that form a part of the integrated surveillance program of India are relentlessly going from house to house for contact tracing, and that strategy seems to have worked in our favor. For example, in the case of 6 patients from Agra, workers of the integrated surveillance program actually went to 1,60,000 houses to look for possible contacts who could have acquired the infection from an infected patient, one among the 6 patients, or maybe even more. That is all from me today. Join me here tomorrow for the latest on COVID-19. Till then, stay safe, avoid public places, and above all, don't panic.